I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear with everybody, okay? The globalists think they can tip the scale, they think they can cheat, but God runs the scales. And Trump turned his head at the millisecond the trigger was pulled, and that bullet did not hit him in the back of the head, the side of the head, it went through his ear and pierced it, okay? And I've seen idiot leftists, the same ones that went down to Mexico during shooting events, and they would stick full cartridges with the bullet into the holes in the walls, thinking guns shoot whole cartridges. And I saw them all over the internet going, look, this is what the cartridge looks like. If this hit Trump, he'd have a bigger hole. They don't even know that that contains the powder with the cap and it fires the projectile. This is how Schumer can't cook a hamburger, folks. He thinks raw meat with a piece of cheese on it's a hamburger. So they've got the power because they stole it, but they are incompetent scum. Ivan Raiklin, again, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, working directly with Flynn and Congress to spotlight the cockroaches. Let's talk. You got interrupted by the break. This is a short segment. We're coming back for one more segment. We joined some stations. But absolutely, everything's on the table. Tactical nuke, blow up Trump's airplane, poison Trump, shoot Trump. But I agree with you. Cyber attack, plan the Russians did it, cut off power on the East Coast or something. They're going to go for broke. But only getting ahead of it and telling the governors and legislatures all this and dialing up our understanding of the enemy's next moves will then stop them, or if they pull it, we'll see through that. That's why it's critical to say inside job, stand down, as the congressman said, as the experts have said. It's obviously that. It's the next move in the trajectory. Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah, so one other thing I wanted to question. People should be asking, how does this young man get up on that roof without assistance? Where's the ladder? I mean, I don't think he has a 10-foot vertical jump. It's, you know, most humans don't have that capability.
26 minutes, Ivan. 26 minutes on the roof, Ivan.
So how does he get onto the roof? Who assisted him? Why don't we backtrack everything? All video camera footage that has been collected by private citizens of that vicinity needs to basically put all that stuff out, and analysts will take a look at it, and we backtrack this individual, and then we scrutinize them to the maximum. I think at this point, we collectively, with social media platforms that allow us to communicate, such as X, we're able to then show what happened in a greater detail at the granular pixel level, more so than the corrupt organization.
And imagine, let me interrupt you. This is so key. All my videos, your videos, I've seen them taking yours down off Google, YouTube, and Meta, Facebook, and Instagram. They're pulling, but the only place we have is X. Where will we be right now without Elon?
Right. Absolutely. That when you say tip the scales, literally it was, you know, we were battling, it was David and Goliath, but literally Elon Musk, when he purchased X, had he not purchased X, he wouldn't have been on our side because he wouldn't have seen the evidence. Now that he's purchased X and all these almost 24 Twitter files releases, he's seen what occurred. Now he's like, you know what? These conspiracy theorists known as Alex Jones are actually conspiracy oracles. It wasn't until he actually lifted the rug and looked at your situation with the logs that he saw that what you were saying was 100% accurate. And what the radical left-wing domestic terrorist organizations and their comms platforms, such as Criminal News Networks, was saying about you was absolutely false.
And by the way, he went back and read my history. He went back and read my history and said, I read your history. I interviewed him. He said, you never said anything of this stuff. He said, it's all a lie.
Yep. He's sitting on the biggest trove of evidence of every single conspiratorial, seditious conspiracy, treasonous act and communication by geotagged location of every single person that was involved.
And does he realize how much danger he's in? Does he realize how much danger he's in every day he doesn't release it?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Every day that he waits is basically a crescendo of, at this point, he needs to release it in order to be able to preserve. Because once he releases it, it's really over. And I think that pressure of the threat is lifted, a lot of it. So that's a good point.
Yeah, he's putting a gun to his head. He's putting a gun to his head, not releasing it, Ivan.
I agree with that assessment. Now, he's already been, he mentioned that he's been a target of an assassination attempt twice now. And so if he wants to increase his security posture, the biggest thing that he can do is expose those that are going after President Trump. Because now
anybody knows, if you don't release the info you've got, they kill you. The power is to release it for his own safety, plus it's the right thing to do. We'll be right back in 6 seconds. Here we go.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Let me read to you just some of the headlines on InfoWars. And in the information war, these are like 5,000-pound bombs, okay? So you need to get them, you need to share them. I'm not risking my life to lose this thing. I believe in you. I bet on you. Former Green Beret and Defense Intelligence Agency Ivan Raiklin joins Alex Jones live to discuss the ongoing deep state coup. Okay? The next headline. Must watch live. Top military security experts say attack on Trump was coordinated group effort, including top snipers, members of Congress. Maximum alert. Congressman and decorated sniper operations leader says Trump would-be assassin was aided from the inside. Watch the Alex Jones Show with special guest. Okay, and then I've got the clip of the congressman right there saying this needs maximum push, which has happened. I posted this 2 hours ago. It's got 2.8 million views. Off the sub boosting, it's got another 3 million views. I want maximum push on this right now. You've got all the power. It's not like I go, oh, please go put this out. You're important, and I'm patting you on the head like a five-year-old, and we're playing, you know, toy boys and arrows or squirt guns in the backyard. This is World War III. We're going to stop. This is New World Order coming in. You got the power. You're the Paul Revere's. It's you. It's like in V for Vendetta, great movie. Inspector asked V, he goes, why didn't you do this earlier? He says, I was waiting for one good senior person. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you, Inspector. This is not about Alex Jones. This is not about Donald Trump. It's about all of us. And Trump said, I'm not having World War III. Ukraine's not entering NATO. The day I'm elected, it's over. They went, that's it, kill that son of a bitch. I saw, you know, a month before Tucker got fired, he was putting down the war and saying it's World War III and it's a fraud. I called Tucker and I said, you'll be fired in 1 month. And then I went on air and said, he'll be fired within 1 month. He was fired 28 days later. Tucker called me up and he said, are you like Nostradamus? And I said, dude, it ain't psychic power. They do not allow this to happen. When Kennedy said, we're shipping 500,000 troops back, the first 100,000 were on ships, he was dead 1 month later in Dallas. So this is different, though. This isn't 63 where they had, you know, three networks and, you know, only a few newspapers. They're not getting away with this. It's worse for them if they kill Trump. But they are so used to operating the way they want, they're going to try it. So, Ivan, let's move into that field house or into that roundhouse or into that area. And let's talk about what the deep state is going to do, wargaming their minds, how they operate. You talked about cyber attacks. Tactical nuke, massive false flag, war escalation. Obviously, Trump should have independent people he trusts go over every square inch of the airplane. He should not be putting large groups of people on the plane. They can have some idiot press person with a pound of plastic explosives in there blowing out the bulkhead. I mean, let me tell you, I expect to wake up in a week and Trump's plane's gone down. He's dead, okay? I mean, I don't – look, he's dead, okay? Unless God intervenes again, which will happen, and unless we spotlight the globalists and say we know it's you. Okay, and you're not going to get away with it. And so I'm not alarmist when I say this stuff. I mean it. I know it. Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah, speaking of the globalists and speaking of the people that fired Tucker Carlson, I would say that I'm in the middle of Racine, and you got Paul Ryan over here that's probably behind some of this stuff as far as the courses of action moving forward. We talked about him. We talked about him in February, and it'd be nice to maybe highlight that clip that we talked about just to stress to people that what Alex and I are talking about are absolutely, I mean, he gets it. He's been looking at the problem set in the information digital ecosystem for decades. I've been looking at it. So in the collective, when we say something is likely to happen or probable, it's because we have a lot of sources and context over the course of decades and individuals that are in the know to be able to kind of put our analysis together. So, number one, what are they going to escalate with? Well, they already attempted a political assassination. And then a lot of people are saying, oh, why did that guy miss, right? Or some way, shape, or form. The other thing is that the cyber attacks, right? We're looking at probably a combination of continued escalation towards nuclear war as it relates to Ukraine, an escalation of trying to shut down Elon Musk. I mean, the easiest button for them is to do exactly what was done in the 1960s to JFK, RFK, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr. And we basically saw that on Saturday, but I just don't know, like, they've already gone to the max. So now it's up to us to stop them from going even further. I think the political will now, after those that were not awake are seeing what happened to President Trump on Saturday, I think we're at an inflection point massively. Now we have to take that and ride the momentum of people being woken up to then motivate them to go ahead and exposure is already done at this point. Now that we have Elon on our side, now it's about motivating that knowledge to basically put it in the hands of those with the proper discretionary authority to hold all these people to account to the max. And that's why I'm heading to the RNC convention right after this show. And then on Saturday, I'll be heading down to the Texas Sheriff's Association is doing an event next week, also Florida. And we'll be having folks down there, as well as I'll be in Texas with another guest that's been on here regularly, Doc Pete Chambers, where we try to explain that, hey, in light of the attempted political assassination, in light of all the lawfare that's going on at the county level, whether it's in Manhattan, at New York County, or in Fulton County, Georgia, you sheriffs work with your district's attorney and demand that Elon Musk release evidence related to all these seditious conspirators.
That's right.
As it applies to their specific county, so that those county law enforcement entities can action those targets. When I say action, lawful due process.
It's time for maximum mobilization. So let's just state the facts again here clearly. There is a deep state that has followed this continuum of escalation against Trump, the lawfare, the impeachments, the Russiagate, the attacks on his family, the criminal indictments, the fake conviction. And now, as the Supreme Court put all that off after the election, now that the Jack Smith thing got shot down that I said 2 weeks ago would be done, the Supreme Court said it's unlawful. Now it's your job to kill it because he wasn't appointed by Congress. Just like the Jan 6 committee, they knew and said, that's it. And so, you know, they had one shooter lined up. They had more shooters lined up, just like with Kennedy. They wanted to get him in Miami. I interviewed before he died. The guy that Mission Impossible's named after, E. Howard Hunt. And they were going to kill him in Miami. They were going to kill him in Chicago. But even the military and people got cold feet, so they sent in a bunch of private assassins and people in Dallas. And Texas is the reason the president's dead. So that's what's happening here. And so the only thing now, they tried to kill the king and missed. Everything's turned against them. They know they're completely defeated. Is now the only move they have is false flag attacks to blame Trump supporters. We do not want any violence against Democrats. I would not be surprised if I wake up tomorrow and a truck full of pure grade plastic explosives blows the White House off the map. And they're going to be on the news saying Green Berets mad at what happened to Trump, stole a truck at this military base and rolled it in. I can go down the line. They're so desperate, they may do a tactical nuke. But the people working for them now are getting cold feet and refusing to go operational. Okay, and so they're figuring out, oh, God, we're going to lose. Exactly. Do not follow your orders. Do not be part of this. This is America taking back control of our country. But understand that we are now in the sector of anything goes, anything is on the table, because this is the hijackers.
Yep, exactly.
The control of our country.
Everything is on the table
Kennedy.
For them.
Keep going.
No, I was just going to agree with you.
Ivan, go ahead.
Everything is on the table for them and nothing is off the table because they've already gone to the max. So they're in a survival mode. It's an existential threat. The truth is an existential threat to their existence. And because Elon Musk allows us to amplify it to the masses, to include those in the institutions that would be charged with implementing the things that they're conjuring up in those institutions. That's nothing is off the table. That's why we have to communicate to those that are not directly complicit in this, that are in a position to not implement what these scum want to implement. And that's why I say by September 3rd, if you're not out publicly exposing all of this, this includes Elon Musk, we have to treat these people as being complicit, and they have to be addressed at the county and state level, whether it's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton or the Attorney General in Kansas, Chris Kobach, who's going after Big Pharma. I see an escalation of accountability as we move forward with or without an election and with or without a President Trump.
That's right. I mean, they're not going to stop now, and they're going to bring in a total tyranny if they win, and that's not going to even work. But I want to bring up a point here. I don't bring this up to write myself in the story. This happened almost 6 weeks ago. Judge Lopez, appointed by Trump, top of his class, very good judge, very fair, didn't do any favors, but he shut them down four times in the last 6 weeks, trying to shut us down outside of law. No one's ever seen this. The Justice Department, for those that don't know, is involved in bankruptcies as they want to be. They came in and they told the U.S. trustee that the judge just randomly appointed because it's in a wheel, and the CRO, they admitted this to my security and to my lawyers. We were ordered by the Justice Department, and they didn't admit it for a few weeks. We're not bad. Don't attack us. We were told, get him off the air now. He's a security threat. They said, he said it on the stand. The CRO said, well, he's got guns. And the judge went, what do you mean he has guns? I have no criminal record. Well, we have guns in the office? So they literally tried to shut us down with a court order, and I knew that was about us. So that's an example of a federal judge blocking them. They thought he would roll over. And the desperation of vigilantism in the Justice Department, who sent emails saying, you will not support Alex Jones. He will not have this bankruptcy. He will be shut down. So they're so desperate that they're given orders to go close our building with armed men. And the armed men say, no, there's no court order. That's not about me. I knew that was a direct desperation move ahead of killing Trump. And because they know this broadcast with our guests and experts always gives the full picture, and it's a blessing of God we're still here. So we're barely here, folks, and they wanted us off the air for this. And I want the Laura Logan clips, guys. It was the Laura Logan interview 5 weeks ago, 2 days into this. And I said this on air over and over and over again. This isn't about me. They're planning to kill Trump. It's so obvious. In a coup by a criminal outside group, they take out the communication systems of the people. So the first thing you do is you come in, you take out the leadership, you take out the communication systems, you seize control of the banks, you seize control of the electricity system and the food production. What are they doing? They're seizing all of that right now, trying to secure their communist takeover of America. Ivan Raiklin.
No, absolutely. You nailed it. So, I mean, I think we've addressed everything at this point, to be honest. I mean, I'm not going to really add much to the conversation other than to say the following statement. I like to remind people that a famous founding father, I believe it was, said, when the people fear the government, as we saw during the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, that's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, as they do right now, because we are escalating against them, that is called liberty. So luckily, again, Elon Musk, we got leaders like Alex Jones and many others, Joe Rogan, you mentioned, are now finally jumping on board the liberty train. And that is why the government fears us. And we just need to continue to escalate so that they are put in their place.
I totally agree. So in closing, I mean, how do people find you? We'll repost everything you put up. It's all deadly on target. You've always reached millions since you've gone public the last 6 years, but you're really reaching 50, 100 million a month now. Congratulations, Ivan. We love you.
Thank you.
And you're a great person, a great friend in this fight. In closing, in the enemy mind right now.
You're a mentor in this fight. You're a general in this fight. So I need to compliment you as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I just want to say more people should be like you and join what we're doing because it's the only way forward. It's the only sane way. But in closing, getting in the enemy mind, I sense and see that they are very disjointed. They are very confused right now. They haven't made the decisions because they're so quiet. They're off balance right now. But I believe very soon they're going to make decisions. And so what do you think? You agree with that, A, and then B, what do you think of the spectrum of attacks they've got? We've already mentioned some of them, but what do you think the time frame is when they're going to strike back? And why haven't we heard about Biden's replacement now? That went totally quiet.
Mm-hmm. No, fantastic questions. I think the next phase of this kind of the calendar year is for us to focus, now that Donald Trump's the nominee and he's picked his VP pick, is to go ahead and start to scrutinize what they're going to be doing at the DNC convention. Are they going to put up Michelle? Are they put up Gavin Newsom? Are they going to put up Barry Hussein? National File broke a story a couple weeks ago that may put him as a VP pick. And they're going to try to advocate for Barry Hussein as the VP pick for either a Kamala or for a Biden. So we have to kind of monitor that and start to debunk all of those things and showcase that they're doing this out of desperation. Meanwhile, all four of those four or five individuals that I mentioned need to be scrutinized and showcased. And guess what? They all have Twitter accounts, and Elon Musk has dirt on all of them.
Well, I've been around 50 years, and on a scale of 1 to 10, the most crazy crises I've ever been in was when my son could have died when he was born. He was in ICU for 5 days, and I had a feeling maybe 10% of this right now, and I'm not trying to belittle my son. That was the worst feeling of my life. When they tried to raid us and try to stand outside of orders and a court order, I knew that was the gates being attacked. It wasn't about me. I was just a sentry. Now the feeling I have compared to 5 weeks ago is 10 times that. I mean, I have never had like a lightning rod up my ass like I've got right now. And it's not just intellectual, folks. You got to go with your gut. I want people to understand this is history. This is maximum danger. And the danger is not fighting them and exposing them. The danger is not understanding the moment of history we're in. This is an attempt to fully secure the globalist takeover of America. America is under attack. The Republic is under attack by globalist forces. Do not be violent. This is an information war. But you, all of you, have got to do what we see with these congressmen and others. If Trump comes out and says this is deep state and says how he wants a criminal investigation, they're so scared of him doing that, it's over. They will lose their power. Everybody already knows this. Trump has to full frontal assault all the truth now. I mean, I saw this RFK video that leaked, and he's like, yeah, it was like a big mosquito on my ear. And man, I tell you, I sure hope the Secret Service, aren't idiots. He's so damn nice behind the scenes. And that's why they hate him, because he just wants prosperity. And, it's just we've got to understand the moment of history we're in. What would you advise Trump to do? And what do you think the enemy's next moves could be?
So I think at this point, President Trump is at his peak legitimacy in his entire last three presidential runs. And I think he needs to leverage 100%. That to go 100%. Maximum against his enemies. The whole country's behind him. And so I think he needs to coordinate at a national level this push for exposure. I mean, if I were to recommend one easy thing for him to do, give Elon Musk a call and say, hey, man, you're sitting on evidence. Why don't you go ahead or call Ken Paxton, call some of these AGs and say, hey, subpoena, or call Jim Jordan.
That way it's off Musk's back. I totally agree. Because Musk always says he'll respond to the law. That takes it off Musk's back. We have Kim Paxton get it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So he should just go ahead and call Speaker Mike Johnson for Mike Johnson to talk to Jim Jordan, Jim Comer, as well as Barry Loudermilk, the key three committees that will expose the January 6th insurrection with Loudermilk, the entire weaponization of the DOJ in the form of Jim Jordan, and then the entire national security apparatus in the White House in the form of Chairman Jim Comer of the Oversight Committee. Those three individuals can then go ahead and subpoena Elon Musk's records related to all those people that have been exposed from the deep state over the course of the last year and a half investigations of this Congress, the 118th Congress, to include Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, the Biden criminal syndicate, Ali Mayorkas, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, all of them. And it would be nice to see Rep. Anna Paulina Luna next week reintroduce her bill of inherent contempt, not only against Mr. Garland, but also all those that I just mentioned. And it would be nice for Speaker Johnson to go ahead and order his sergeant at arms to go ahead and do exactly what they did to Roger Stone via the sergeant at arms as they knock on all of their doors.
Ivan, you hit the key 2 minutes ago. But you said Trump's got more political gravitas than he had in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. No, he's got 10 times, 20 times, hell, 100 times right now. That's why he's so powerful. That's why they're so scared. And he doesn't have a dictatorial attitude. He is really a nice person and very real. So I don't think he even realizes that we're not in the normal wheelhouse here, and that basically the American people will do anything he says at this point. And I'm not someone that savors authoritarian moves, but we're already in an authoritarian attack. And so we're in World War II, folks. This is going down. And I agree, we need the governors to come out, the legislatures. We need very aggressive legal action. We need all the information released. And we need people on the streets peacefully, you know, saying, we know what really happened and it's happening. Thank God all these congressmen and people are coming out saying, no, it was an inside job. It was a setup. It was. This is an epic moment, and I'm so blessed to be here with all these viewers and listeners. I just asked them to promote the link at Real Alex Jones on X. And I just asked the crew to repost our interview with a clip from a month ago. And I wish I had a bigger crew. They've cut us down to almost nothing, but they're working 18 hours a day of you predicting this in the threat escalation ladder in February, because that has power with the public when they see us call it. So thank you so much, Ivan Ranklin. Again, how people find you?
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Anytime.
How do people find you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. I'm on X, of course, Ivan Ranklin, and I'm also on the free speech platforms Rumble. Just type in my last name, R-A-I-K-L-I-N. Make sure that you only go to the verified accounts, and that's not me direct messaging you guys from Facebook or any of these other commie platforms. That's somebody
else.
Yeah,
they play lots of games. They all spoof us. Last thing. You talk to the military community. You talk to Flynn a lot. You work with him. And we're trying to get Flynn on. What is the sense of our veterans?
So the sense of our veterans is that they've been betrayed. Now that they realize that they were forced into consuming a clot shot, you know, the myocarditis making Pfizer fail or J&J jab or the Moderna mutilation. Now that they realize that they were induced into accepting a product that was unsafe, ineffective, at the same time, unlawfully mandated, they are now, I think, psychologically in a position of moral harm, and they want consequences for those leadership positions known as failureship in the DOD to be held to account. And I would suspect that at this point, because of the free information flow, we're looking at 75 to 90% of the military now regrets taking the jab and are infuriated that they were duped into accepting this unsafe product. And now they want accountability. So we're at a tenuous time.
We're a tenuous time. Ivan Ranklin, thank you so much.
Yep. Total tenuous time.
And Ivan, I have one more request of you. You're a security expert, and we're not getting any of this out of the media, and they cut our funds off even go to Milwaukee. You're about to be there. Will you join us again tomorrow or tonight? And will you go and look where the perimeters are and make sure, you know, and give us your assessment of truck bombs and things, and to make sure, because they put the Antifa protest zone right up by the entrance, and all this is really looks really bad. What I've been able to gather, will you, with your expert as a Green Beret, go assess the situation of security for us?
I would rather not disclose that publicly to give an opportunity for the threat to do anything to the convention as well as the president. So I can give
okay,
you my.
But will you tell me? You'll tell me so we can tell Trump.
Yeah, I'll give an assessment, just general assessment, to see if it's adequate or not. Yep.
Yeah, because Mayorkas is in control. So
yeah, Mayorkas controls the Secret Service through the DHS, and we have to have an outside kind of view of what's going on. Absolutely, I'll take a look.
All right. Well, we got direct line to Trump and to Vance, so we need to let them know. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good, Alex.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Be safe. I'll probably just get on an airplane and go to Milwaukee. In fact, I'm coming. Okay. I have no security, no money. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him, the judge caught him and fired him, We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we are in such grave times that I'm not going to waste our time here with a long plug. But damn it, in Gladiator, he chops up five guys or four guys and says, "Are you not entertained?" I'm not saying, "Are you not entertained?" Are you not backing us? I'm not bitching at people. It's a long story, but the court-appointed guy the judge fired was an operative of the Justice Department. That's overwhelmingly evident. He cut all the money off. He cut all the funds off. He cut all the ordering of product off. So I go to the website. Almost all the supplements are sold out, and we run out in 1 month. And we're going to have to get some sponsors in here and sell a bunch of T-shirts to be able to stay on the air. The judge blocked them shutting us down. That's why the enemy for 3 weeks has been radio silent about me. They usually attack me in 100 articles a day. Because they got a judge that wouldn't follow their orders, just like the one in Florida just killed the case on Trump. The tide is massively turning. Army intel officer, great patriot, Scott Bennett, said when he got here an hour ago, he's almost 30 minutes, 35 minutes after Daniel Esselin leaves, he said, "Look, it's like the tide's not just turned. All this wind has blown out all the smoke. And now you can see clearly what's going on here." So it's simple. If you support what we're doing, it's a no-brainer. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get water filters, storable food, because that's from a third-party vendor. It is great, great prices, best products out there. And they basically have unlimited supply because they drop ship. InfoWars Storehouse is almost out, and we'll have no money, and I'm going to try to get a bunch of sponsors in here to pay the bills, okay? I'm not bitching. I'm just saying we're at a critical juncture. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to get the new T-shirt, bulletproof shirt. We're got a new version going up too. It's being printed right now. That's going to just say never surrender, the same shirt, but never surrender. Like I'm told it's already up. I said yesterday, put it up. And it's being printed. So I want the never surrender shirt up there for sale right now too. And I need you to go and get the damn shirt. Okay. I'm not bitching at you. I just need funds in the war. I won't back down. I can't be bought. I can't be pushed around. But if I don't have you funding me, you are the link of strength and you're the weak link if you decide not to be the link. I'm in your hands, folks. I'm fully committed to death. I can't stop. It's impossible to buy me. Nobody can threaten me. Nobody can stop me. Okay, only God. Okay, there's not even a discussion about me ever backing down. That's not who I am. I don't know how to do it. It isn't even a discussion. I have absolutely no fear except failure. I have absolutely no concern about my life. I know my children have nuclear war in their future and are all dead anyways. We don't stop this. I am 100% committed. But I need you to be 100% committed to fund this war. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That has great products. He's separate from InfoWars. He's our major backer for whatever we got to do into the future. So I'm asking you to come to the aid of your country and the world right now. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there. They're great products. Get a bunch of them. And I thank all of you that have kept us in this position. But I need you to be in attack formation right now, folks. And it takes money to win wars. The women working in the factories in World War II were just as important as the men at Normandy and the men going ashore in the Pacific Ocean on those islands like Guadalcanal. If it wasn't for the women running the tractors and running the factories and making the weapons, we couldn't have gone and done it. You are just as important as me risking my life right now. Let me tell you, your life's in danger, and you damn well know it. So I want maximum support right now at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Now, a little bit in the next hour, I'll take some time. I may just cancel the fourth hour and kick that guest off. They're all great. They understand that's part of doing the fourth hour that I do that. We're going to roll in the fourth hour with Scott Bennett and do the third hour with him. But I need at least 30, 40 minutes with Daniel Estulin here. We'll go to Scott Bennett at 10 after next hour, and then go at least 30 minutes to the next hour after that. So we have over an hour and a half with Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer and a really smart guy. And he's got a big battle plan written down here on what the enemy is going to do. So we're wargaming this side of the bench right now. And because of God, Trump turned his head at the exact second they squeezed the trigger. And I've done that before, and I'm shooting a deer at 400 yards away or an elk at 800 yards away. And I'm a great shot. I'm a great shot. I know how to relax, how to pull back, elevate. I got it right there, and I squeeze. And right at the moment I squeeze, he moves, and I miss. And that's what happened with Trump. And now they literally, with like stormtroopers entering the base, tried to shut us down 5 weeks ago. And I said, I'm calling the police. You can't do this. And there's no court order. It was all just bluff. These people are out of gas. Now, Daniel Estulin has incredible contacts around the world. And he's kind of said this last time he was on, but he doesn't make a big deal about it. But he's hooked into global intelligence agencies. And he was the big Bilderberg insider. I've known him 20 years. He's in my seminal film, Endgame. And he predicted, and we should get that clip and put it out because people pay attention to that. Talk about, oh, look, we were right. It's like this guy, he said a month ago on the show, he said, they're going to try to kill Trump. It's imminent. Because they want World War III, and they know if we get control, they're done. He called it. He nailed it. He said it. And he's here with us now to tell us what's coming next. And his important analysis and advice. He's a best-selling author and a good friend of mine. And he's really helped us behind the scenes with amazing intel and connections to the highest levels in government around the world. So Daniel doesn't toot his horn, but now it's time for people to know Daniel Estulin's a heavy hitter. Daniel, thank you so much.
Alex, thanks for having me. It's the right time to stand up and be counted. I want to go back for a little bit before I actually talk about what happened in Pennsylvania and also the aftermath for that, because there are some very interesting things from a marketing perspective, which we need to analyze. I mean, you're selling a shirt, but that shirt represents a marketing shift, which we haven't seen, I think, ever in the history of the United States. We'll get to that later. But what we're seeing right now, Alex, from a higher vantage point, is that the U.S. elections represented a shift in power from a faction in the United States establishment committed to maintaining a global empire to a faction intent on ensuring a robust, more self-sufficient United States of America. And if anything, this will accelerate the shift from this unipolar to a multipolar world. And the question before us is whether the United States administration can re-engineer the federal budget to a positive return on investment. If it does not succeed, again, if it does not succeed, we're entering a long, harsh financial squeeze. And worse, if again, if tinkering with the U.S. Constitution occurs and or piratization takes over, I think we're looking at some serious trouble ahead. And so the arrival of Donald Trump, okay, I think right now it's a foregone conclusion that he'll win the elections unless he's killed. So the arrival of Donald Trump will inevitably sink the CIA, one of the key players within the deep state power structures, into a serious crisis because Trump, again, he's going to submit the agency to a mandatory reform. And I think the inevitability of this is dictated not so much by the fact that our reforms have long been absolutely unavoidable, but rather because there's the serious ideological conflict in the relationship between Donald Trump and the CIA slash the deep state. And Trump has promised to focus on the profound reform of the entire intelligence apparatus itself, not only the CIA, but also the FBI, also the NSA. What would that mean? It would mean the firing or early retirement of thousands of agents and bureaucrats that have been involved in covert operations the world over, who know where the bodies are buried. And so we should expect an unprecedented number of high-profile leaks and this all-out war between the president of the United States and the CIA in the face of the deep state. And again, at stake is the survival of the agency. And so to survive, Alex, both ideologically and physically, Donald Trump will have to subjugate the CIA to his interests. He has no choice. I mean, I talked about this back in 2016 in my book, In the Shadows of the Presidency. He needed to subjugate the CIA. He didn't do that. We know what happened. He needed to impose new rules of the game or otherwise live with the real consequences and possibility of an enemy or potential saboteur in his backyard. We've seen this in 2016.
Daniel, let me just interrupt you. Let me interrupt you briefly. You'll continue. You're dead on. But you said something so huge, so paramount, so important. The globalists are on a wartime economy. They've decided to have endless war. They've said that's their new, the EU has said that's their new financial policies, a 30-year war with Russia, which will immediately escalate to full war. It's insane. It's megalomania behavior. It's like Hitler and Barbarossa attacking, Russia because he was losing against England and losing in North Africa. It was just, it's just the tyrant's move and total financial collapse if we don't reorganize and then reboost the dollar and make deals with Russia and China and stop all this. That's the only way for global stabilization. And those groups know how much danger there is. They're ready to make deals. They'll make a deal with someone that actually makes a deal. As Putin has said 100 times, 1,000 times, he goes, we make deals, they break them. Donald Trump makes deals, he follows them. We want to make deals. We don't want nuclear war. We don't want global domination. Russia's the biggest country in the world. We can't even get all our resources. And so you hit it. For people serving this clique of lawyers and New World Order scum, this is total financial collapse and civil war and nuclear war. Everyone should be for Trump. Please continue.
Well, it's a very interesting point you just made. Again, going back to what you said. Now, the question is, what are we looking at right now? Are we looking at civil war in America or are we looking at the global war? Because, again, if you look at the numbers, if you look at the actual numbers themselves, okay, how much the United States owes or the people who run the government, okay, I think the key question is, should we expect another assassination attempt? I think to answer this question, we need to understand whose interests the United States Democratic Party represents and why Donald Trump is so dangerous for the certain part of the globalists whose visible members, we know who they are, the Bidens, the Newlands, the Soroses, the Clintons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the symbiosis of the intelligence agencies and Western officials, they have their own interests, but only within this framework of their compliance with the goal of the global financial liberal banking financier cartel, the Satanists. And Trump advocates, for the abolition of the CIA, abolition of the FBI, for the abolition of NSA, as an instrument of this financial international policy. And needless to say, they're not going to forgive him for it. Okay, it's a game for keeps. It's win or die. Okay, Trump is now opposed by those who are ready to sacrifice the United States as a nation state for their own survival. Again, you and I have talked about this many times before. You have two models. You have the global financiers who are willing to destroy the United States to survive themselves, and Donald Trump. What does Make America Great Again mean? It means the survival of the United States at the expense of this global liberal banking financiers. And this is exactly what Trump and this part of the globalist establishment wing behind him, you're trying to avoid the destruction of the United States. But the people who own the world money, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they're globalists. They're not American citizens. You and I have talked about this before. They may have American passport. That's only because that's where the money is. They're globalists, and they're willing to destroy the United States. Now, why? A lot of people don't understand. Why would someone like David Rockefeller, who allegedly makes all his money in America, would want to destroy the United States? Because they already own almost everything on the planet Earth that interests them. And this no longer, this what they own, no longer brings them an increase in their wealth. It only increases the cost because there's nowhere else to expand. Because we've reached the limits to growth within a current economic model, which is bread and woods. You cannot expand infinitely on a planet Earth. There's a limit to the space. And so the growth of wealth came at the expense.
Let me just add this. And you're right. You're right, Daniel. They're also threatened by a potentially free America that is a benchmark and example of the world when they want globalist tyranny worldwide. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you see, the growth of wealth came at the expense of growing debt. And so this global government debt has exceeded $100 trillion, of which the United States shares $37.5 trillion, or 35.6% of the global economy. And over the past year, the U.S. national debt grew by 6%. So something needs to be done about the debt, okay? This debt cannot be redeemed. It cannot be written off. So how do you write off the trillions of dollars in debt? You can only do it through World War III, okay? And for it to become World War III, to write off the debt, you know, through force majeure responsibilities, or you need the extraterrestrials to come down on planet Earth, you know, a meteorite to destroy half of the planet Earth. You need World War III. But before you get to World War III, you're necessary to go to a civil war in the United States and split the country in two, if necessary, in three and four. And so the bankers, Alex, are willing to accept this. And the new reality is a new currency, but control over its creation will remain the same. And so it's unacceptable for the owners of the Federal Reserve to maintain this old debt and continue to increase it, running with the problem of preserving American statehood. And so Donald Trump and his supporters, who dream, again, of making America great again at the expense of these global financiers, are pushing the bankers towards bankruptcy and also the loss of control of the global financial system. And so when choosing between the United States and money, needless to say, the bankers choose money. Namely, control over the sphere of money, circulation, and the rules of their functionality. And so in this situation, okay, Ukraine, it's a wild card. It's an underdeveloped territory, okay, where it's possible to maintain dollar expansion and gain time. But Trump doesn't want that. He wants to end the seizure of Ukraine, not because he's pro-Putin, he's pro-Russia, okay, he's pro-United States. And so what he's saying, the money, we're going to get back to the United States. Make America great again at the expense of everybody else. Bring all the businesses back
to
China and everywhere else.
The globalists are using Ukraine to suck our money out and prop themselves up. And so you mentioned 5 minutes ago, I want you to elaborate. Their clear only move is to try to assassinate Trump now. They're so desperate. Can you speak to that?
Well, again, the thing is that, you know, because again, the ideas that they have is very simple to explain. With the help of the war, you can invest in the military industrial complex and you can make money. But the problem is the money you're making is only temporary at best. And so the military sector has growth limits. And once that growth limit is exhausted, you're going to have a swift decline or you have a global thermonuclear war. Okay, so what does it mean? It means that death for the debt-laden United States economy. It means the death of the global function of the U.S. dollar. And so for the global financiers, the dollar, again, is only a temporary tool for maintaining global power. And they will have no problems exchanging the dollar for another currency. And they will have no problems at all sacrificing the United States to achieve this goal. And this is why objectively, Trump is running a very high risk of being killed. They have no trouble trying it again. They may not succeed. I don't think they will, but they're going to try again. They may be a further, again, attempt on his life before the elections, during the elections, post-elections. Because, again, President Kennedy, why was he killed? He was killed for the desire to overcome the Cuban Missile Crisis, withdraw troops from Vietnam by reaching an agreement with the Soviet Union. And Trump wants to do something very similar, okay? He wants to get rid of Ukraine and make a deal with Russia. And by doing this, Alex, he aggravated the crisis with his global financiers and deprives it of the time they need to transform the world in its favor. In other words, Trump is objectively hindering the transformation of the power of global bankers, condemning them to certain death. And again, please understand, when we're talking about the global financiers versus the national capital of the United States, it's a winner-take-all fight for the life and death. And therefore, Trump's life will always be in danger, will always hang in the balance, no matter what position he holds in the United States. Because the global bankers, they do not need Trump alive.
Daniel, how do we counter the globalists and let them know that we know they're behind it so they don't try to kill Trump? What should Trump's
move be? Well, there's an interesting project. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anyone really talk about it in the United States. Okay. But there's an interesting project. I think the way to explain it, why they're doing what they're doing, okay, is this project called Project 2025. Okay. Which is a 900-page strategy for deep reform in the United States put forward by a conservative heritage foundation. And it was this project that Joe Biden frightened the bejesus out of his voters the day before the shooting in Pennsylvania. Now, is this really such a scary project? Well, you see, the goal of Project 2025 is declared to be nothing less than deconstruction of the administrative state in the United States. In other words, the same deep state that entangled Donald Trump in his first term, which is now clear, again, allowed, if not directly organized, the shooting on July 13th, What they're proposing with Project 2025 is the dismantling of the deep state. And this time, the authors of the strategy decided not to repeat the mistakes from 2016. In other words, they intend to begin restructuring the United States from the first day, from the first minute Trump returns to the Oval Office. And for this purpose, okay, Trump must be allowed, and again, if you read the report, an army of proven, trained, and prepared conservatives in order to then place the right people in the right places. In other words, this is not quiet or loud purge of the ranks of all the levels of the American government. This strategy absolutely is the purge as they had back in the Soviet Union. Doesn't mean they're going to kill them, but they're going to get rid of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of these bureaucrats.
Remove them out of all the levers of power.
Of course, Trump said he doesn't know anything about the project. But here I think Trump is being disingenuous, because if you look, for example, the project director of the Heritage Foundation, Paul Dance, well, he's a former chief of staff of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. Okay, so what we're looking at, again, you're looking at a project designed to dismantle, destroy the deep state, destroy the Federal Reserve, destroy the CIA.
And that's why they're so scared.
They're absolutely scared. And then again, if you look at what happened on the 13th of July, okay, and the mainstream media, I mean, you can't make this up, okay? You read the articles they're talking about. Is Trump an actor? Is this a political beast? Is he a hero? And so there've been a lot of articles written in the American media, Political, Newsweek, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, talking about this, you know, incessantly. Trump's behavior under bullets changed his value, and maybe the way future presidential campaigns are run. And this is something I want to talk about. So amongst the tons of analytics about the assassination attempt on Trump, okay, dumped on the reader by the American media, a large place is occupied by the discussion of the behavior of a former and most likely future president of the United States in the first minutes after the shots were fired. So mainstream media is writing about this, some with envy, some with genuine horror, because basically what they're saying, that the door to the White House, okay, the door to the White House was opened for Trump, not even by the shots themselves, by the way he reacted to them. In other words, largely spontaneous, instinctive, but extremely effective, coupled with the skill of the photographers. For example, the New York Times, they devoted an entire article to analyzing the photographs that were seen around the world with Trump.
Well, that's right. We just saw the real Trump. I know professional golfers that are like world famous. They've talked about it. And they say Trump, when he's playing normal people, is like, okay. When he plays a Tiger Woods, he becomes like a professional and can, even if they don't pay attention, beat them. Literally, he only comes in a clutch. And we saw Trump savoring it at the moment. We saw the real Trump, and people went, whoa, when they saw that.
Because, Alex, if you analyze the dynamics of the plot, the bloody face, the position of his fist, and of course, you cannot avoid analogies, and among which is not only the raising of the flag over Iwo Jima, but also Freedom on the Barricades by Painter Delacroix. And so the power of photographs, if you really think about it, lies not so much in what they show, but in what is conveyed through images. And Trump seems to understand that better than any other politician in our time. These are my words. These are the words of the New York Times. And so in the midst of this mortal danger, because his life was in danger, he was like inches away from being killed, okay? Trump in that instant had the presence of mind about what he will look like. A historical image, there's no more history. There's only an eternal presence of content that Donald Trump understands, even amongst the shots being fired themselves. And so Trump's reaction on stage, writes Bloomberg, it was not an accident. But the behavior of a political beast. It's a very savvy impulse, Alex, that has already led to a huge number of consequences, from increased approval rating of Trump's candidacy among independent voters to the strengthening of the Bitcoin itself. This was a kind of a flash of horror that turned into this purely Trumpian spectacle. And so these images of a defiant Trump with blood on his face.
And that photo of him when they're all on top of him, and he's like praying.
They are better advertising than any money can buy. And so the very moment, the bullet, the second, the microsecond that the bullet grazed Trump's ear, Trump already knew exactly where a group of photographers were near the stage. Somehow in this chaos of this brush with death, Trump stood up and shook his fist, essentially telling Secret Service agents to stop doing their job so that he, Donald Trump, a political animal, to do his job, and created this character for the ages. And Trump has always had this knack for turning moments of complete vulnerability into a complete show of force. How can we forget Trump's equally famous
world leaders admire him, like the little off-camera shot where he says Xi Jinping is really a tough, fierce guy. Make Xi Jinping admire him. And Trump didn't even know they were taping that. It's just, he just magically knows the force is with him. So now they're super scared. They were already horrified by Trump.
You
now
can't teach this, Alex. Yeah, you can't teach this. This is something you can learn. Look, if somebody shoots at you, look left or right, go down on my knee. You don't learn this. Okay? Trump instinctively understands the meaning of a visual image. And some compare him to Hitler, others to Mussolini. Well, others recall how the first color television in the entire New York neighborhood in the Trump house taught him that image dominates everything else. And I want to remind you what Nietzsche said.
Stay there, Daniel. We got to go to break. Stay there. A few more minutes with you. Scott Bennett's coming in, Army Intel Officer. Stay with us. Hour number three, straight ahead, folks. You are the Paul Revere's.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.